We're here with Doug Smith, who's the Vice President of Global Partner Strategy and Operations for VMware. Thanks for joining us, Doug.
Thanks for having me today.
Hey, Doug. Barb Darrow from SearchITChannel.com. I wonder if you could give us a little sneak preview of the upcoming VMware Partner Conference. Tell us a little bit about what the hot items are going to be.
Sure. VMware Partner Exchange will be February 8th through the 11th in Orlando, and we really consider it, you know, the premier partner event of the year. And if you're going to attend one vendor's partner event, we think that VMworld Partner Exchange in Orlando should be it. So a couple of things we're going to be showcasing there. Any changes in the VMware partner program. So for instance, any additions to the competencies or the specializations that we have. Also, the solution enablement toolkits, which have been a big hit with our partners, we'll be showcasing some new solution enablement toolkits there.
And what about some unplowed ground for your products now? We're hearing a lot about virtualization stall, which seems like it would be some good arable ground for partners to attack. What do you see the hot areas for your products?
Yeah, so we definitely see that customers, when they start virtualized, go on a journey. The stage one of the journey around virtualization of file and print, maybe some web servers or tier two apps, tends to go very quickly. And then once you move into tier two apps, you have to go through another cycle of business justification and meeting with different decision makers. And so we've actually built some solution enablement toolkits around SAP, Exchange, and SQL Server. So I think we're starting to help our partners address that next stage, stage two of the journey.
And there are certain verticals that have maybe been resistant to server virtualization. Are some of them that you see starting to weaken up a little bit and start to be interested in purchasing?
Yeah. So across verticals, we do definitely see some verticals that maybe have a stronger inclination to virtualize faster. But we're pretty strong around a lot of verticals. So, for instance, healthcare. We're very strong in healthcare. We're very strong in academic and government spaces. But once again, it's those tier one apps in those verticals is often where the decision points are being made that we're starting to work with our partners on.
And can you know, one of your competitors that's a big software company is notorious for having a real lot of partners, and that leads to a little bit of margin pressure. Is your goal to add a ton of partners or hold steady? Can you talk a little bit about the current population of partners worldwide and what your goal is going forward?
Sure. I'd say overall, Barb, we're happy with the amount of partners we have. Selectively, I think we'll always be doing some recruiting, so we might have holes in our geographic coverage. We might have holes in some vertical coverage that we'll address, or maybe some horizontal, right, if we're looking for people who have security expertise or business continuity expertise. We'll always be out there looking for them, but overall we want to make sure that we don't have partners crowding the ball, and that we have enough market coverage to address the customer's needs, but we don't have partners tripping over each other.
And finally, we've been hearing a lot about VC, vBlocks, and kind of integrated data center hardware that comes with VMware. How much interest are you seeing among your partners in those kind of sales?
Absolutely, we're seeing a lot of activity there. It tends to be the partners that are already engaged with vendors like Cisco and EMC, and so there's a natural point where they're bringing that all together. And I think you're seeing that obviously within other vendors like NetApp and with HP, IBM, et cetera.
Great. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having us.